Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And gosh, thanks to Nathan, we have the picture of all of us fresh this morning on both of my Facebook pages. If it was up to me, who knows where they'd be, but fortunately we have a young brain that is technically gifted, and I don't fall into that category. Anyway, you can see us all there and know that we are actually in the studio. So,
we're not a bunch of flowers.
apparently there was flowers. Well, you know, I made a decision that happened, I don't know, a few years ago. I don't know when it was. But it was either, okay, if I, on my personal Facebook page, if I talk about all the stuff that's going on, it's just going to be nothing but negative stuff. And I just decided, you know, I don't want to put that out there. I don't want to contribute to that level of energy. So I'm just going to post flowers. I'm just going to find beautiful pictures. And so then I got flowers, and then I get into sunsets and sunrises, and then beautiful trees. And so now anything that's got beautiful colors and flowers and trees or sunsets or beaches, that's what I post on my personal page. And at least I always feel good when I go to my page. Every once in a while, I have to chime in with something else, but, you know, that's rare. But that's why we were trying to share that post back and forth, and somehow I put flowers everywhere. But, you know, it could have been worse. At least flowers are a good thing.
Matches Dr. Nell's shirt pretty well.
There we are.
Yeah. And, gosh, if you didn't know better, you'd think he lives in that outfit. Because that's the outfit he's wearing in the email post you sent out this morning.
That's right.
With your big video announcement and stuff is a picture of you. Now you have your bright colored mask on and you're working on a little dog in your lap.
Right.
But you're wearing your same, you know, bright color and yellow tie-dye.
Yep. This is when I feel like the energy needs a little extra boost. I put this high frequency outfit
on. Yeah, it's just a fabulous outfit. And his shoes match his tie-dye shirt and all of that.
Yes.
So he's all decked out in beautiful colors. All righty. So it is, for anybody that's not on board, it is best. Bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday here on Animal World. That means Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen are in the studio with us. And priority is phone calls today and for you to call in and free remote treatments for your animal friends or you. And we are in the middle of doing one of those. We've got Lisa on the line from Seattle, and I spent yesterday afternoon with Lisa and her family working with Coco, her son's, well, recently adopted. I think he adopted her last October, so it hasn't been a year yet, and she's about 5 years old out of a shelter in Texas, and we unfortunately had some aggression and hysterical, barky behavior going on with people coming into the house. You know, wouldn't let the cleaning lady in the house. And that's not a good idea because then you don't get your house cleaned. Anyway, we made great progress yesterday, but needed some help in getting Coco into a better balance. So, Dr. Nels, you worked on Coco, but we didn't have a chance to find out. What can you share with us?
Right.
Oh, and by the way, Lisa, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, excellent. So, Dr. Nels, what'd you find?
Okay, well, Coco had, as I mentioned earlier, a big blockage of energy in her neck, where I find it when the fight-or-flight system is really engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I would say, a definite yes. There was some residual fight-or-flight from her early life.
Yeah.
So I reset that and connected that to a couple of points down on the rib cage. One is my classic reset spot near the last rib. So there's a couple of other places, probably related to some digestive thing is what it felt like. But anyway, I got that also rebalanced. And as we were talking off the air too, Lisa, I think you getting the do-it-yourself Rasmussen Reset course that I have on my website would be a great thing. And it's easy to do. You just go to healingministryforanimals.com and click on Fast Track 2 on the website, and it'll take you to where you can get that program.
Great.
Yeah, and we talked about that yesterday, so I filled Lisa in on it. But, yeah, Dr. Nels agrees. Like, I felt that would be a really good idea for you guys.
Okay.
Now, before we get to your questions for me, did you find out, does Scott want to tune up or anything with Linda?
Scott is out doing yard work, and I think he just left for Home Depot, so I don't think
okay.
he will work for him this time.
Never mind. We'll just have to think of him in spirit. So,
yeah.
But he can also, you know, he could have a free session with Linda, too,
yeah.
If he likes. Anything else you want to know from Nels and Linda?
No, I'm really intrigued, and I'm looking forward to checking out your website. So thank you so much.
Excellent. All right. So what do you want to know from me?
Oh, well, so last night there was more fireworks, not as bad as 4th of July, but she did wake up in the middle of the night, you know, barking, and I wasn't sure, does that fall into a category of needing to extinguish it, or was
it? Yeah, Yeah, okay. Because remember, it's always, even though, you know, she's barking because she's upset with the fireworks, we have to stop that behavior. And okay. See, dogs don't just need to know what's right. They need to know what's wrong. And so even though she's freaked out and all of that, now we know that's, you know, not a necessary response because the world is not really blowing up, but she doesn't know that. But she needs to know that that behavior is not an appropriate response. So the first step is to stop that behavior.
Okay.
Second step then is to start changing the way she feels about that stuff. So that would be, you know, the jolly type trigger, you know, oh boy cheese, oh boy hot dog sort of thing.
Right.
And like in the middle, you know, hard to do these things in the middle of the night. You know, if you're in bed and all of that. So you kind of just do the best you can. But, you know, she started up, even though you might not be able to correct the behavior or interrupt it, you could, you know, just do little jollies. Oh, boy, they're doing fireworks in the neighborhood. Woohoo! We'll get some cheese in the morning. You know, rather than or just tell her to knock it off.
Yeah.
You know? So you kind of in the middle of the night like that, you kind of do the best you can with what you got. But then if it happens during the day, I mean, you definitely want to shut down the reaction and then trigger back to the appropriate response.
Okay, great. I wasn't sure if I should, you know, try to extinguish it with her by doing a be quiet, but I'll keep my little can of.
Yeah, you can. But like I said, you know, if it's the middle of the night, you know, you kind of just do what you can. Do
okay.
better. Does that make sense? So
yes,
anything else you need to clarify? Mm-hmm.
No, not at all. It just so happened last night. And then I had a chance to talk to you this morning. So I just wanted to clear that up.
Excellent. Excellent. Great. All right. So
Martha, thank you so much. You're the best.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And Lisa's one of those people that come. There's a dog walker in Seattle that I, you know, I've known, you know, decades and, you know, I'd worked with her years ago. But anyway, she's always telling people to call Aunt Martha. And Lisa's one of those ones that listened, finally. I think she had to tell you a number of times, didn't she?
She did.
I think she finally delivered my card to Lisa and said, call Aunt Martha. But anyway, I think you're glad you did, right?
I'm very glad, and I would recommend anyone call Aunt Martha with their dog problems. I just feel so hopeful now.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I should also let you know, now, I'm not the only thing that Lisa's doing. And before she hired me, she's already doing a training class with another training organization in the area. Okay. And what you need to know is my stuff jives real well with everybody else, and I don't have any ego involved. Mm-hmm. So... I love, you know, being able to coordinate and how you can use. So we're not stopping that. And so, you know, we did a lot of work and I went out with them, you know, walking around the neighborhood and with the dog on leash and stuff just to see what was going on and clean up a few little handling things. But because we knew what was going to go on in the class and so forth, Lisa didn't need to pay me to teach her something she was going to learn in the class anyway. But just so you know, if you're already in training or doing other stuff, but regular obedience training and class-like stuff really isn't designed to solve the kind of behavior issues that we live with our dogs. And that's why I started doing what I was doing. I spent 20 years teaching basic obedience classes and training and all of that sort of stuff. And after all that time, I realized, you know, dogs could come to class and learn sit, down, stay, come, heal, and all that stuff, but they'd still go home and bite the neighbor or chew up the couch or pee on the floor. It wasn't solving problems. So that's why I developed the techniques that I do, but basic obedience training is rarely a part of the programs that I put together because it doesn't address the issues. So doing that in addition is a good thing, and we can work together all in all of that because it really, it kind of goes together, doesn't it, Lisa?
Yes, absolutely. They go really well together.
Excellent. All right. So you know that you've got phone follow-up privileges with me, and just make sure that you use them. And I don't remember if I told you this, but don't worry about bothering me. Call me sooner rather than later, more rather than less. The sooner you let me know something's going on, the faster we can nip it in the bud and get you back on track, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you so much. You all have a great day.
All righty. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All righty. Now, is that a hand signal I saw over there? Does that mean we have more callers, or you just pointing me at the clock because I'm not looking that direction? And you're pointing at the clock because would you like to take care of advertisers?
Yeah, we might
early?
As well just do it right now, get it out of the way, and have plenty of time for the next segment.
All right. We will, you know, because you can't mess with Nathan.
Nope.
Because he can just push the button and shut us off right like
go.
Here and now.
Like right now.
All right. The man wants to do commercials right now, so that's what we're going to do. The most important part of the show, because without them, there is no show. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead. Oh, and if you would like a free remote treatment for you or your animal friends or everybody, just give us a call. Local number, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 11.
And phone lines are open, so if you call us now, you'll get in nice and quickly. We'll be back in a moment.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the middle of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter R-O, supplements.com is the website. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The best cat vitamins, the NuPro Nuggets that I've ever found, and cats just love them. And the canine powdered supplement is phenomenal. They have a hip and joint formula, and that's the one you find mostly on. That's what they got on the shelf at Bridges when I shop. I use the Nupro Gold because I don't want the hip joint stuff in the formula. So I order that on Amazon. But you can, you know, it's easy to order from Nupro or on Amazon. Nupro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And remember our sound healer, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com. Whispering Dragon Center is her home now in Shoreline. And it's just a wonderful environment. Easy to get to, easy to park. And there's just no getting around the experience of being in person in the gong room and with acutonic forks. And Linda, you go in
I
from
do,
time to
twice
time.
A month.
And it's fabulous, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
Love it, love it, love it. All right, so you can check out Jude, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give her a call, 206-706-2836. And, of course, you heard me talking about me, and normally I don't talk about myself on the air, except that I've been caught up for a while now, and I can actually schedule people within a reasonable period of time. So if you or anyone you know has problems with your dog friends and would like to work with Aunt Martha, Lisa said I'm worth it, okay? And I always do a free telephone evaluation, so you get to call me, and I'll be happy to chat with you for free and tell me what's going on with your animal friends. I'll let you know if I can help you and give you an estimate and get you set up. And remember, with the dog stuff, even the serious stuff, I usually only have to see you once and get it under control. So give me a call at 360-217-7258. Not now, because I'm on the radio, but you can call and leave me a voicemail. But 360-217-7258. All righty. Now, we were going to chat with Nels, but, you know, I got to stay with our promise that calls take priority, and we do have somebody waiting in the wings, do we not, Nathan?
We do, and we will still head east, where we'll speak with Roberta in Montana, welcoming her and her dog Boomer to the show. You're now live with Martha, Nels, and Linda.
Hey, Roberta.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Is this Bobby?
How is everybody?
Yeah,
well, I missed ya.
Well, so what are you doing in Montana?
I moved.
Oh, really? But so this is Bobby, right?
Yes.
She's
right.
Going to be my neighbor.
Well, yeah, Nels is moving to Idaho, so yeah, he'll be closer to you than we are.
I don't know, you know, but yeah, I think so. So I got his email this morning, and so I thought I have to call in because right now I'm out of town. But yeah, he's only going to be 5 hours from me, so that's not bad.
All right. Well, you are close because we were just talking off air. How far away is he from us here? And how long did you say
it was? It's about 8.5 hours.
Wow, that's a long time. So, Roberta, you're in Montana now, and want to help animals? Who do you want to work on here?
Well, excuse me, Dr. Nils works on Boomer, you know, in a week or so. So I could use some help, and I'm sure, you know, Boomer's involved with that, but whatever. But yeah, I didn't want to give away, you know, the info you're going to talk about, Dr. Nels' move, but I'm pretty excited about, you know, having a new place. I'm sure he is.
Yeah. And yeah, he's really, I think, really excited. And we're going to hear all about it, but we have to have a lull in phone calls before we do that. At any rate, I think, you know, you're familiar with Boomer, so it's easy for you to tune in. And even though she's doing a session with you next week, still be a good idea to get him a little tune-up now, right?
Oh, yeah, I'll find something to tune up, I'm sure.
Yeah, so Dr. Nels is tuning into Boomer and getting started on that. And Roberta, I'm just going to turn you over to Linda, okay? All right, Linda, so you're in charge now.
Hi, Roberta. Long time no talk.
I know. Hi, Linda. I miss you, too. And you know, life's too busy sometimes.
It really is. I'm glad to hear you made your move, though. So,
yeah, I'm all moved now. Yep.
Oh, congratulations. Let's just have you think about blue sky for a moment. Just thinking the sky is blue, and everybody else listening is going to think that, too. And then I'm going to invite you to bring to mind a person that's been on your mind a lot lately. And if there's more than one person, just select one. Does somebody come to mind, Roberta?
Yep.
Okay, so focusing on that person, noticing how you feel. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of reliable.
Okay.
And the number two, reliable two. And your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do that square breathing that you know how to do. And everybody else can just do some very nice, slow, deep breathing in and out. Thinking reliable, too.
Roberta, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the right forehead. Doing your square breathing, thinking reliable, number two. Reliable, two. Reliable, two.
Okay, Roberta, good job. I'm going to have you just breathe normally and with your head just kind of tipped forward, look down toward the earth, and then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring that person back into your thoughts that you were just thinking about. And that is complete. Mm. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of reliable. And you will just be noticing yourself being reliable and feeling reliable and that Boomer's reliable and everybody around you is reliable.
We're all reliable. All right.
Yeah, I can rely on him to get worried about the thunder and the lightning and the fireworks.
Well, now, hopefully you were listening on and off, so you did your jolly routine. Have you built a jolly routine for Boomer?
I'm sorry, Martha. I have tried and tried. It doesn't work. But as he's getting older, he's a little better. Yeah, I've tried that. It doesn't work with him, so I apologize, and I don't mean to give you
that. Oh, well, it's not your fault. You know, there are exceptions sometimes.
Yeah, so, but...
But you're doing the best you can. And you know the trick about putting baby oil or mineral oil in his ears to coat his eardrum?
No, I don't know about that one.
Okay, if you do that, baby oil or mineral oil or an oily ear ointment in their ears... coats the eardrum and really tamps down the noise.
Okay.
So that might be a little helpful. Now, so it's probably good he got a tune-up here for after the 4th of July. How did Boomer do, Nels?
Yeah,
he
had a couple of
with him?
Had a couple of points I could rebalance. So, he needed a little tune-up. And then next time when I get to doing his full tune-up, there's some extra stuff that I do. I call it taffy pulling. Also energy pumping. Anyway, that I usually find a few things to do for him there as well, which I don't do that a lot while we're on the show. It's just too much. Got to focus.
So. Right. But so Boomer's all set.
He's all set.
And Roberta, you're all set. So, gosh, thanks for checking in with us. And hope you're enjoying your new place in Montana.
Well, yeah, I do. I love it there. And I was going to say, Dr. Nels, if you I read about your 4-day, time lag between ending and beginning. And so we should chat. I might have some ideas for you. And I'd love to see, where you're going to be
right.
moving, to. And I'm not that far away. So,
Well, great. Well, we'll... We may need that. We're our first avenue and the easiest one would be is if the buyer of my place will just let us sit it out for a week or two
before we
move to the new place. So
yeah, that would be good. Sometimes they're good with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not. But yeah, I actually drove through that town a few weeks ago when I went to southeastern Oregon back up to Montana.
Oh, so you went through Kuski, huh?
Through there, near there.
Yeah.
It's like Highway 12 or 13 or whatever. Yeah, something like that.
So is it a nice area, Roberta?
Oh, God, it's so beautiful up there. And, Highway 12 from Idaho into Montana is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And...
So you think Dr. Nels and his wife, Martha, they're making a good choice moving over there?
Oh yeah, for sure. I have lots of friends up and down that area there, and, yeah, it's really great.
All right, so you have stamp of approval, Dr.
Yeah,
Nils.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to go wrong with the Upper Clearwater River because it's got three branches and just beautiful country all around there.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Well, good to talk to all three of you. Nice to
you
listen
too.
To you again. Sorry I don't always get to tune in, but yeah.
Well, we're so glad to have you when you can tune in, so thanks for giving us a call. We appreciate it. Have a great afternoon.
I will. You too. Thanks,
all right. Thanks,
so much.
Roberta. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, we are clear at the moment. All right, so anybody needs remote treatments for you or your animal friends, you can pick up your phones, give us a call, 425-373-5527. Toll-free is 1-888-298-5569. But let's take advantage of a lull in the action and get caught up with Dr. Nils. So a month ago, and as you've been sharing with us, that when you and Martha kind of decided you wore out Washington.
Yeah.
And Darrington. And you did you've done everything you needed and wanted to do, and your bucket list is complete here in this state, and so you were ready to get the heck out of Dodge.
Time to move on.
Yeah, and so you and your Martha have been going over periodically because you knew you wanted to go to Idaho.
Yeah.
And so you've been going over there and looking and stuff.
Right.
But the last time we talked, I think you had put your home on the market here in Darrington.
Yes.
But you hadn't found a place to go. So that's where we left last month. So
yeah.
Catch us up on what
happened. Well, we got an offer, which we went back and forth for a while, and we came to an agreement. And so our place is due to close on the 21st of July.
Well, and the kind of cool thing, can we mention that this is kind of somebody you know?
Well, yeah, it's kind of fun because they're actually a client of mine.
Yeah, so how about that? Isn't that fun? That
she
of
saw
all
my
the
place
people
was for
that,
sale, she had to have it.
Yeah, right. So now, is this the person who's buying it? I'm assuming that maybe she had come to you at your property for treatment.
Yes, she had been there before, yeah.
So
yeah.
She had actually seen it.
And
so
she was thinking about, she's thinking about the idea of moving out of the city. She lives in Everett, and she wants to move out into the country. And she was visiting some friends and looking at some properties. And I guess she hadn't, my understanding, she hadn't seen mine online, but she drove by and saw the for sale sign in front of my house, and she's like, "That's Dr. Nels's house." So she got a showing and got to look the place over and came up with an offer, which was just wonderful.
Yeah, and isn't that fun how that works out?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we got an offer, and that's all working there.
Yep.
But you still don't have a place to go.
Right.
So
we didn't have a place to go. We looked at places around anywhere from the St. Mary's area on down to around Grangeville, which is sort of the north central Idaho area.
And you'd had a number of trips over there looking at places.
Yeah, we've been over there, I don't know, four times, I think. And we just threw this last thing to look at. We've been looking at it on the internet going, well, it's got some things we like, but other things it doesn't look quite right.
So you dismissed it and you didn't even
bother
to look at it.
And so
you had just written it off.
Right. It had been on the market for a couple of months and it's like, well, we don't have much to do this time. So let's add it to the list and just go have a look. And then we can really draw the line right through it and be done. So we went out there and was like, oh my God, this is way nicer than what the pictures were.
Is that amazing? Sometimes the listings are deceiving. Sometimes they look way better than they actually are.
Yeah, we had a few of those as
well.
Yeah,
I had when I was like, sometimes, you think, oh, this is fab. You get there and it's like, what a dump.
Absolutely. Okay?
And then you're thinking, what a dump. And you get there and whoa. So you had the second experience.
Yeah, it was just, it's like, oh, this has got so much neat stuff going on here. And one thing that's kind of cool is it has a spring. So that's where the house gets its water. There's a big pond in front. It's spring fed. It's a pretty nice piece of land. And so, and we've got, the way it's laid out is like perfect for ideas of how to add a little remodeling here and there to really get, make it what we want. And so as soon as we saw that, both of our creative juices are just flowing.
So as you call it, because you had said, I think you said to me, well, you know, we've been lots of places and all these trips, but the violins haven't played. But
yep.
Sometimes they would. But anyway, so you said
yeah.
you heard violins.
We hadn't probably been walking around 10 minutes, and I think we were hearing the violins. Well, and then our dog, Brandy, she ran down and jumped in the pond and took a swim, and she came out all smiles. It's like, yeah, this is great.
I want my own swimming pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's just fabulous. So so you decided, so you knew within 10 minutes of being there, you knew this was the one.
Well, I couldn't say that because, of course, Martha and I have to confer on this. But in my heart, I was feeling like, this is really nice. And I'm kind of looking at her, and she's looking around, and she's got a great poker face. So it's
right?
Awesome.
Okay, so you couldn't tell what she
yeah.
was.
But, yeah, when we were driving away from it after we had our showing with our agent, that's when he really started talking seriously about, you know, this really seems like the one. We should make an offer. So
have you done that now?
We made the offer. And in the world of real estate, if you haven't done much of it, it's very interesting. Normally, everything's on a timeline, right? And
right.
It has to happen within this period, like 3 days after your offer, it has to be accepted or, you know, that's too
yeah,
bad,
that, yeah.
it's done. So we heard nothing, crickets. There was nothing. It's like, oh, my gosh, she didn't want her. And we made a full price offer. So it's like, what's going on here? And turns out she was just overwhelmed that somebody suddenly was giving her
somebody
an offer.
Wanted,
and
somebody.
She was going to have to move. And it's now like, now what do I do? So she was freaking out.
Oh, okay, okay.
So she freaked out, but her, I guess her...
Was
her
able to calm down.
Listing agent talked her off the ledge and got her to finally get back
should've
to
said,
us.
Hey, I know someone that could do some neuroenergetic balancing with you and probably straighten this all out. You know? But so the poor owner, she was so surprised the place was going to sell.
Yeah, you know, because she had it listed for a couple of months with no action. So I think... And what's funny is another offer came in just like a day or two after ours did.
Wow.
So, you know, it's just the time of year,
rains
I guess.
And pours
yeah.
sort of thing.
So anyway, we're all in the, we pretty much, I think we've negotiated that. No, we haven't got everything, I think, quite arranged, but.
So you're still, so now you're in the paperwork part of
yeah,
all
yeah.
of this.
Yeah, both sides.
You're still getting, you're selling, your property deal is still
yeah.
Working out the bugs.
Yeah.
And now the new purchase, you're working out the bugs.
Yeah.
But it looks like probably the deals are going to wrap up towards the end of this month.
Yeah, it's what it looks like. And, you know, I think a lot of that, especially on the one we're looking at to buy, is, you know, I think they're still up in the air on what the real closing date's going to be. I think our agent proposed July 25th, but I don't know if that's actually been accepted yet. So
right.
We'll see about that.
And so kind of you're here, kind of leaving us hanging. Because I was thinking, well, first of all, I said, well, gosh, maybe we need to break out the Jingle Cats and the Auld Lang Syne and stuff, because this might be Dr. Nell's last time in the studio with us. But then it's like, well, I might be here another month.
Yeah, we haven't got it all sorted out yet.
Yeah, so we don't know. This might be his last time in the studio with us. Mm-hmm. But then again, it might not. He might be able to be here again next month.
Yeah.
But the good news is that even if this is your last time in the studio with us, you're not leaving the show.
Right.
Because you can do the show remotely from Idaho.
Yes.
Now, I'm assuming you got cell towers over there where you're going, all
yeah,
that stuff. Are we going to be able to tune into you?
We're on Starlink for our internet. And so the Starlink, all we have to do is put in a change of address and set up our Starlink in Idaho, and we're good to go.
And you're good? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It might take a day or two for that transfer over, but.
Because I was thinking driving down here, I mean, because you did Mystic Radio, you know, Past Life People and Pets with Robin and Bob for a long time.
3 years, yeah.
But you were always remote on that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're in two different states doing the show.
Yeah.
So that won't be an issue. There will not be a lull in the action.
Yeah.
Dr. Nails will continue to join us and with Linda on the second Sundays of the month. I suppose there could be a Sunday in this whole process that you know, that you might be busy moving or something,
yeah,
and Linda might have to carry the ball for you one time or something. But, you know, Divine Mother's been pretty good in scheduling this so far that we haven't missed you. But just so people know, if there's people out there, oh, gosh, I really wanted to work with Dr. Nels and all of this. This doesn't interfere at all with your ability to work with your clients and patients here or anywhere else.
Right,
correct?
Right. I actually had this weird little vision pop into my head, which kind of describes it. And that is in the first Star Wars movie, I think it's the first one, where Darth Vader is fighting with Obi-Wan, and Obi-Wan turns off his lightsaber and says, if you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you can even imagine. And Darth Vader slices him down. And
so
and
technically
course,
episode four, but the first one to release. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, my work, you know, doing it remotely, it's interesting because I've had these insights coming to me about how doing more remote work is only going to enhance what I'm doing already. I can feel this kind of strange little energy surge going on. So I'm very excited about how it's going to expand my reach and my capabilities to be doing more of that.
Yeah, and I can certainly attest because I'm on your house call list. You come to my house once a month and work on me and all of my animals, and that's wonderful. But I've also worked with you remotely, and I've worked with Linda, you know, and remotely, and I find it equally powerful and sometimes even more so. And there's something to be said with not having to, you know, deal with someone in person or go someplace to be treated when you can do it in the comfort of your home and stay in that energy. So it really is a great experience. And I think, you know, you were offering ways to your clients to get comfortable with, you know, doing
Zoom
sort of thing.
And I'll be reaching out more to my client base about that. And once I've moved and a little more comfortably ensconced and we're on the radio, but I'm not here in the studio, I'll probably have other ways to help expand, you know, people's capability to get in touch with me.
Yeah, who knows what'll happen once you get over there and get set. But gosh, that's really exciting. But so we kind of don't really have to say officially goodbye to the studio visit yet because we don't know if this is the last one or not.
Yeah.
And it may be, it may not. You might be here next month, but we'll be here one way or the other, we hope. But gosh, that's exciting. So let's all think good thoughts that all of this timing-wise and all of the paperwork comes together for the sale and the buy and then the timing of when that's all going to happen. And I'd just like to vote for he gets to stay another month. The new buyer, because she's a client and a friend, will say, oh, yeah, you know, you still need to stay an extra month to work all this out. Because it sounds like the seller on the other end didn't, you know, had a little panic, and so maybe she needs a little extra time to
get out,
too.
There's been some foot dragging over there.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I just hopefully she can be really comfortable. I heard through the couple of agents grapevine that she actually did find a place to move to over the long weekend. So I think we're going to be able to move forward now.
Excellent. Excellent. So, well, gosh, we'll just all think really good thoughts. And of course you keep us posted. And if people are listening and aren't already part of your group so they get the emails and stuff. I mean, how does one participate and so that you get the emails and stuff?
Okay, well, you can go to my website, and I think if you just look around at my website for about a minute, a little pop-up will come up and say, hey, why don't you sign up for Dr. Nels' newsletter?
Oh, okay. And that's at healingministryforanimals.com.
Right. And then you can do that. If for some reason the pop-up doesn't come up, then just you can actually click the Contact Us button and just say, hey, I want to be sure that I get on your newsletter. And
excellent.
That's all I
so
need
that's
to hear.
What you want to do. If you want these announcements and you want to be the first to know, then you go to healingministryforanimals.com. And when the pop-up says join the newsletter, then you join the newsletter. And, of course, that's free. And then you will get the newsletters. And, of course, you can check Nels out. I did get the email and I was able to open it and read what you said so that I could get it posted up online before I left. But I didn't have a chance to watch the before and after video of the little dog you were working with.
That's a great new video, people.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
And so, what was it? It was a little black dog.
A Boston Terrier.
Little Boston Terrier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not
spoil it. People just need to go and see that.
Okay. So the best way to access it if they're not part of the group and got the email would be to go to your YouTube channel.
You can go to the YouTube channel and it'll be the most current video there. That's just at Nels Rasmussen on YouTube.
Okay.
If you're not on YouTube or that's too cumbersome, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page.
Well, that's true. That's right. I put it up. Hey, how about that? I'm
just
on
click
about
on that the video link there, and you'll get to see it.
Yep. So go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and the first video or the first post besides the show picture would be Dr. Nels, and you'll see him in his
in my bright
tie-dye shirt and so forth, and you'll know to click on that, and then you can watch the video there. And, of course, he's got, it used to be over 50. I don't know how many videos you've got now up on YouTube.
Tons
of before and after where you can watch the whole sequences of how this all works. All right, we're way behind, so let's go ahead and take care of advertisers here. And we would have time to get in phone calls this hour. Local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Let us know if you would like a remote treatment. And if we don't have any phone calls to talk to when we get back, let's talk a little bit about this PTSD stuff and the 4th of July and work, but how that works for humans, how that works for animals, and what this can do about it. Because, I think folks, especially if you or your animal friends had a trouble during the 4th, you want to call in today and get a free reset on that nervous system for you or your dog or cat or whoever it is. 425-373-5527. Anyway, Animal World continues straight ahead right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos, Sunday, July 30th at 1 p.m. for Astro Jam. Six astrologers bring two mystery charts to life, like a music jam until the mystery charts reveal. Hear planets talk and speak inherent cosmic consciousness energies, just as we experience in our minds and hearts. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, July 30th, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Well, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We did hear from Linda Rasmussen, and she, of course, is here in the studio with us. And you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And Linda, you work out of the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery.
Yeah.
So you actually have an official office.
I do.
And so people can come to see you in person at mm-hmm. your office, or you can work with them remotely.
Yes.
But you do humans. But you also do, I think, the family stuff and work with families, right?
Oh, yeah. Certainly. So that's sort of how my business sometimes grows, is I treat one person and then they think, oh, my child would really benefit from this, or my spouse would really benefit, or my sister.
Uh-huh.
And so I end up working with lots of different constellations of families.
Yeah. All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. And you continue to offer a free introductory session.
I do.
To anybody who asks, right?
Yeah.
So. And being on the radio with Linda doesn't count. You can still have a free session. It's only if you've worked with her privately that then you're off the list of freebies.
Yeah.
But and you can have a free session with her in person at the office or remotely. All you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you and say you want that free session. And her number is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And I'm just thinking about any people or animals going through the fourth, like I don't know which one of you was talking about, you know, hearing the loudest bangs we've ever heard. That can be upsetting to humans as well as to animals. And when people talk about the post-traumatic stress syndrome, we talk about veterans that were in the war and then what a hard time they have being back in civilization and all the sounds that flash them back to this, is the post-traumatic stress, and then you talk about, Dr. Nils, the animals,
right,
that the nervous system stuck in the flight-fight mechanism. Is that kind of the same thing?
It really is. It's just, you might say it's variations of degree more than anything else. You
okay.
know, the people who have really bad PTSD, they've got every possible aspect of fight or flight is turned on and stuck.
Now, so the two of you, when you, because doctors, you work mostly on animals, but you do lots of people as well. And
right.
Of course, Linda does humans. Do you find that this neuroenergetic balancing and all the stuff that you do, that this helps with the PTSD?
I've helped dogs who are especially noise sensitive. I've helped a lot of them. And I've helped some veterans who've had some troubles. You know, they lived in a special home for people with PTSD, and this one guy was just in terrible shape. I mean, you could just see he didn't have a black cloud over him. He was the black cloud.
He was the black cloud.
And a friend of his gave him a session with me, and I tuned him up. And
now, did you do it in person?
In person, in that particular case. And the story from the people where he lived was, the next day he came down from his room, and he was all smiles and whistling, and he's like, la-da-da. I mean, he was a transformed person.
Wow.
And everybody there could see it in a minute. He wasn't encased in his black cloud anymore.
Wow. Now, see, if I had been aware of that, wouldn't you want to, like, say, hey, Dr. Nils, get up here and treat everybody here? Because that way he was staying in a place for people with PTSD.
Yeah, yeah.
Should have been like, well, let's hire this guy and let's treat everybody.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly why that doesn't happen. Maybe it's because people just can't believe that.
But that's why it's important to talk about it. Because I say all the time, you know, like this rescue dog, the Coco that we did last hour, that was in the shelter for 5 years down in Texas. And and all the trauma, you know, before and then after. Can you imagine, you know, you live kind of in a cubicle for your whole life, and then you're out and amongst all this stuff. Well, she's a sensitive dog, and anything new or different to dogs in the first place is traumatic. because they're such creatures of habit and ritualistic, and in their world, you know, things don't change all that much. But, you know, you can only imagine how messed up a lot of these dogs are. And so I've said, you know, every shelter needs to have a best person doing this with the dogs. Every vet should have it. Can you imagine the difference if people really understand this and could do all this? And now, kind of with Dr. Nails, with you having the do-it-yourself program, a lot more people can do it and could help a lot of other dogs with it as well.
Yeah, they could. It it's not as complete as when somebody who's been, you know, has my experience does it, but it is amazingly effective for what seems like almost nothing. I mean, you know, it's a couple of touching a couple of points on each side of the body and just waiting for the body to respond. And it's rather amazing.
Yeah, but what a wonderful story of that guy who, you know, was the black cloud and then all of a sudden he's not.
Yeah.
And his whole attitude has changed. I mean, because that's really miraculous. And so you don't always see a dramatic, miraculous turnaround. Sometimes it takes numbers, especially the physical healings, like with the paralyzed dogs. You know, it can take 4 to 7 treatments.
Right. Sure. It varies a lot, but it's can be a slow process. But I've got lots of videos showing that working too.
All righty, everybody. It is time to close out hour number 2, fire up the love train, and then bring on hour number 3. And boy, if you or any of your animal friends had any kind of trauma over the 4th, it'd be really good for you to call in and get tune-ups so that isn't lingering and affecting things down the line. And if it was a new animal for their first 4th of July, it would be really good to get them tuned up, because we're going to have another round when we get to New Year's, you know, of fireworks and that sort of thing. And you'd like their nervous systems to be in balance, not still stuck from the last time. So it'd be a good reason to call in 425-373-5527, and we'd be delighted to talk to you in the next hour. We'll also get in current events and that kind of stuff. And right now, we're going to get ready for the love train. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet. Join the love train with me, because I'll cruise by and pick you up. And we're going to spread this love and light all over the world. And I energize up the music with our yogi energization prayer to get us extra energized up for today and the week. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Oh,